escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome into this Atlanta Soccer Tonight special. I'm Jason Longshore, and if you don't know, I also host another show on 92.9 The Game called The Intersection on Thursday nights with Noel White. It's been a lot of fun talking soccer, but also talking all sports and then everything else around sports as well. We've gotten into music, we've gotten into movies, documentaries, we throw some darts. You got to listen to understand everything. It's Thursday nights, usually 10 o'clock, sometimes 11 o'clock. Its own podcast feed will be coming soon. But today on the AST feed, you get a special from The Intersection from last night. Noel and I had a chance to catch up with David Butler, the host and social media content producer for PSG. Paris Saint-Germain has been based here in Atlanta for about a week and a half now, as they won their round of 16 match against Inter Miami and are preparing for Saturday's match against Bayern Munich. You can get tickets at FIFA.com/tickets for that Club World Cup quarterfinal matchup. PSG have been brilliant on the field, but we got a chance to talk to David about kind of PSG off the field a little bit, about the trip to the United States, kind of how his journey has been with PSG, but how his journey in the game has been as well. We get into PSG style, the partnership with Jordan Brand and Nike as well, all kinds of stuff. A really fun conversation with Noel and me and David, and please enjoy it now. David, with how somebody born in Baltimore has ended up being a host for multiple European clubs and living now full-time in Paris.
There's a super long story. I'm not sure how long we have. Essentially, I played soccer my whole life and was fortunate enough that it took me on to play a small school in Pennsylvania, which was D1 at the time. It's now gone D3. A lot of my teammates on my team were from New Zealand or Australia, and they basically told me straight away, listen, you've experienced it here, but why don't you come overseas, experience a different culture while still being able to play? And that was kind of like my first experience with living overseas. I went to New Zealand. I was there for little under 4 months. And when I graduated university, I said, I want to go back overseas. I'm not ready for an office. I want to keep playing. So I went to Australia. And this is kind of where it took off. Honestly, I met a girl there. We're not together anymore, but I met a girl there. And she kind of was like, listen, I'm going to move to Amsterdam eventually. And I got like a boyfriend-girlfriend visa, so I was lucky enough to get that type of visa. I moved to Amsterdam, and this is kind of where the story begins. I was there, and I didn't even have a job. I remember before moving to Amsterdam, I kind of was telling myself, if I can go and watch one European football match, if I can go and watch Ajax play one time, I'll be happy. So when I got there, I was just kind of looking to have a job that combined both marketing, which was my major in college, and football. Those were my two passions at the time, is what I thought. And so I saw 433. They put up a job posting looking for a host. Or sorry, not even at the time. They were looking for a marketing manager. And I kind of wrote a CV. I sent it to my mom. She's like, listen, I can't tell it all that you're passionate about football. I can't tell it all that it's been your life. So I want you to rewrite this. Just write from the heart. Don't write about marketing. Don't write about those terms. Just write from the heart. And that's what I did. And I was lucky enough to get an interview. And once I was at 433, I was only there for probably around 4 months when one of the directors came to me and said, listen, we have Mario Balotelli on Friday. We have an interview with him. We're having a contract dispute with a host that we're going to hire. You're a funny guy. You speak English. We think you can do it. Wow. And this was incredible. I mean, I was super nervous because I was not really meant to be in front of camera. But kind of all throughout my life, my friends were telling me, listen, go in front of camera. You're a funny guy. You could do this. So Balotelli's where it started. From there, I was at 433 for – I'm running out. I'm confusing myself now. But I think 4 years I was at 433, and I saw the company grow, get bigger and bigger and bigger. Eventually, when you're working at a company like 433, you start to make really good connections with clubs in Europe. And two of the clubs that I made really good connections with was Ajax and PSG. Ajax was my first step. I was there for around a year and a half, almost 2 years, which was an incredible experience. And kind of during that period, I'd also reached out to PSG and said, listen, I'm leaving 4-3. I'm going to Ajax. I'm going to be working freelance. If you guys have opportunities in the future, keep me in mind. And it was kind of one of those of, yeah, we will keep you in mind. We absolutely want to bring you to Paris. And really, really grateful for that, to be honest.
Super cool.
No, it really is. So I mostly got an experience from you, you know, looking at your Instagram, which is very interesting and entertaining. I saw a lot of interesting things there. My first question is, what is a parade in Paris like?
A parade, the trophy parade?
Yeah.
First of all, so I think the PSG supporters are super, super intense. These are fans that will sing 90 minutes long, no matter the result, no matter what's going on the pitch, they will support the team. So the second thing I'll say about this is that the city of Paris has been waiting for this trophy for years, for years and years and years. The biggest rival is Marseille. Marseille won the Champions League. I think it was 1989 or early 90s. So they won it a long time ago. For PSG, that has been the biggest thing. And stepping onto the global stage like this is winning the Champions League. And the team has come close a lot of different times. But for the fans, this is everything. This is kind of like the lifeblood. It was like, listen, we know we can win the league. We know we can win all the French Cups. Can we win the Champions League? So leading up to the Champions League final, the semifinal, I think even after – so after the quarterfinal and then the semifinal, the city of Paris erupted. Like, people are all in the streets celebrating all night long. So the anticipation leading up to the final was crazy. And when the team finally did it and then the trophy bus parade, it was crazy. I mean, for myself, it took me a few days to register when it happened. I couldn't – like, when the team won the Champions League, I was there. I'm trying to work, but I'm also trying to take a moment to enjoy. And then – once we land back in Paris and I kind of got the news like, listen, you're going to be on the bus with the players.
Wow.
You kind of just have to be calm in these situations. But of course, the little kid inside of me is going, oh, here we go. Like, this is incredible. And I think just the passion, seeing the passion of the fans and just not the relief, but the joy that the players had as well. It's like a once in a lifetime experience that.
I think what's so cool about your job being the host for a team like PSG is you get to balance, you know, those emotions. You're working and you're working a lot, all the different things that you do for the club and publicly. But then, you know, when you're around a club like this and you're in all these games, you're a fan as well and you're emotionally wrapped up into it. How do you strike that balance between those two aspects of it?
It's really hard. I can't lie. It's really, really hard because I think another thing to keep in mind is that when, so I've almost been at the club for 4 years, and year over year, especially with the players that stay and the staff that stay and the coaches that are here, you form a really, you form a relationship, a strong bond. And so obviously as a fan, you're watching, but you're also thinking of it from the standpoint of like, I have personal relationships with these guys or the coach. You want them to do really, really well. So I would say like a lot of the work that I have to do is pre-match. And that's a lot easier because you're not caught up in the emotion of the game. And then once the game starts, you can kind of just enjoy the match as a fan. And luckily, I don't have to do any like post-match reactions because that would be really, really difficult for me. But I think what does kind of save me a little bit is that a lot of it is pre-match, because if it was, I can do a reaction during a match, but post-match, I think it can get quite difficult. Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I could definitely see that with all the excitement going on and you're trying to watch what's going on as well as actually do your job and pay attention. It can be difficult. With you guys coming... Go
ahead. I was going to say, I've definitely missed... I've definitely, like, for example, we had a big game against Man City in the Champions League. And that night I was running around like crazy trying to do content. So I missed, like, I want to say 70% of that yeah. match. It was like, it was one of those, like, my friends had texted me, did you see what happened? And I had to go back and watch it when I got home just to make sure I saw everything the right way.
I think all three of us have been in that situation once or twice ourselves. 100%. What was it like coming to Atlanta with PSG and playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium? What did you think about the stadium? Give us the rundown.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the rundown. I mean, first of all, my mom went to Spelman in Atlanta.
Nice.
And I hadn't been to Atlanta since I was 3 years old. But in my head, I had never even been. So I said to mom, yeah, going to Atlanta, you know, I've never been. She said, no, you have been. You know, we went when you were three. But she's so proud about Spelman. She's so proud about me being in Atlanta and being in the States. So that was like kind of my first touch point with the city. The second thing about the stadium is it's an incredible stadium. It's incredible. It's, you walk, like, first of all, you see it from the outside as you're driving up. And to be honest, you don't necessarily see that many stadiums like that in Europe. You have the Allianz in Munich, the Bernabeu has just been renovated in Madrid, but you don't necessarily see a stadium like that colossal from the outside. Then you get inside and you go, it's like, the whole time the back of your neck is sore because you're just kind of looking up, trying to take it all in. So it's definitely an incredible stadium. I was really curious to see, like, I think the hardest thing about the FIFA Club World Cup thus far has probably been the atmosphere and trying to make having all the stadiums be full and trying to have the atmosphere that you might have in big rivalry matches in Europe. So that was one of the things I was really interested to see. But I think overall, like, walking into that stadium, just seeing how it all works, it was incredible.
And you guys had such a unique, talking about atmosphere in the match with Miami, because you get the Lionel Messi factor, and you know, you've seen him firsthand in Paris, but you get the Messi fans who aren't maybe necessarily Miami fans, but kind of. So it was a really fascinating, like, covering the game, just the feel of that match. It helped that you guys got goals early, so that maybe changed the vibe a bit. How did that whole day feel like for you, seeing Messi on the other side and just the way everything went?
It was a bit strange. I'm going to be honest. It was a bit strange. I think that's probably a thing. You guys have probably talked about this on your show before, that nowadays a lot of sports fans, younger fans, can be fans of players and not necessarily teams. Mm-hmm. So a lot of, like, Messi's fans kind of just follow him club to club to club. And I think Messi has come out and say, like, listen, I didn't necessarily enjoy all of my time in Paris. It was really, really hard for me. I left Barcelona unexpectedly. So for us, I mean, I'd love to see Messi play anywhere he is. It doesn't matter. But I also understand that Father Time doesn't wait for anyone. So yep. Messi still had his touches of brilliance, as he always does. I think the nicest part about it for me in seeing Messi was just how he interacted with some of our staff and our players. You know, like, I've friends that work on the digital team, and Messi's walking past them to the locker room. He daps up one of the kit men, and as he's walking past one of our cameramen, he almost double takes, realizes it's him, comes over and says hello. And that just kind of shows what type of person Messi really is. And then secondly, when he met our players, saw a lot of these players again, maybe, I mean, definitely for the first time as a group, but you could see the mutual respect is there. And then after the game, I don't know if you guys saw all the social media posts that our players did. I mean, Messi, he's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. So, I think at any time you see Messi, you have to be happy. And one of my friends was basically saying, is that the last time we'll see him live? I really hope not. But, yeah, Messi's the man.
Yeah, Messi's a superstar athlete. Every sport has that. And every sport also has superstar fans. And again, you know, just scrolling through your Instagram, just perusing there. You know, I've seen you with, you know, the Messis and the Kevin Durants of the world. Like, you know, who have you had the most fun just being around? Who's that super international soccer fan that you have to spend time with?
Oh, that's so hard. That's a really tough question. You know, like, I think the kind of the crazy thing that goes on in my mind is when I meet guys like Kevin Durant, for example, that my grandmother knows, who doesn't know anything about soccer, but she knows Kevin Durant. Or I'm in the background of Kim Kardashian. I'm on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians in the background. And my grandparents or my aunts that don't know anything about soccer, right? Don't even really understand my job. Like, what do you say you do? So social media, content creator, what does that mean? You're like a journalist? And then when they see those type of things, they're going, oh, David is right there. So I can't really name someone off top, because a lot of the times also it happens in a flash, you know? Yeah. You almost don't even realize that you're there. You'll be sitting there with Kevin Durant or Kim Kardashian's there or Travis Scott's there, and you're like, oh, last night I shook hands with Travis Scott. I didn't even think about that. it just happens so fast sometimes that you don't even really have the time to process it. And to be honest, if I didn't have an Instagram where I have photos that these things took place, I would forget. I'm not even joking, because it's too much. It's too much.
That's what's so cool about where PSG is right now. You know, I'm the soccer head. I love the way that Luis Enrique coaches. I've loved the way that the team plays. So I'm drawn to it for that. But so many people in the U.S. who maybe haven't watched Ligue 1 very much, they get drawn because of the Nike partnership, the Jordan brand, the style. You know, how have you seen that reception in the United States this summer? You guys were in LA for a long period of time. Now you've been in Atlanta for a week plus. How has the reception been to PSG in your mind in the United States?
I have to say, pretty incredible. Obviously, it helped that we won the Champions League, and in the fashion that we won the Champions League. But then when we were in LA, we had the PSG house set up. It's basically a hub for fans, creators, colleagues, Kevin Durant, celebrities, whoever, to come. understand a bit about the culture about PSG, but also linking PSG to America and LA. So it was really like a community kind of effort. I mean, we had a lot of local artists come by. But also, like, yeah, I have to say, I'm pretty surprised myself to be in the States and see PSG kits everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. jerseys everywhere. But one thing I can say myself is I'm a Nike Jordan head and have been since I was a kid. And even when I was a player, one of the best things about being a player was turning up to the first day of preseason and seeing, like, your locker with your Nike bag or here's your gear for the season. That used to make me so excited. Even now, I'm just a content creator, basically. When I get there on that first day, or we're about to go on a trip, and it's like, here's your three new Nike t-shirts, new pair of Air Force. Even myself, I'm buzzing myself. So I think the growth of PSG and the brand is huge. And I think it's one of those clubs that you can say, you don't necessarily have to be a fan of PSG to wear the jersey, because it's some of this stuff is so fire that it's just like it's everywhere.
And like I told Jason, it's kind of a door, if you will, for sneakerheads. Like, we see the PSG 4s and the 6s, and I'm about to ask you about that in a second. But it's kind of like a gateway into, okay, well, what is going on up there in Paris? Like, what do you mean KD bought a piece of the team? Like, what is this? I kind of need to figure out more of what's going on. And you saw that last year, you know, KD being up there in Paris during the summer and all that good stuff. So I'm going to ask you, as the social media creator, announcer extraordinaire of PSG, do you already have these silver sixes? That's what I want to know.
I don't have them yet. I don't have them yet, but I will be asking.
Okay,
for them.
Yeah.
I'll be doing my best to say, yeah, make sure you hold a pair on the side for me. But to be honest, we are kind of head of brand, Fabien Alec. He's like a genius. He creates so many collaborations with so many different brands, so many different streetwear brands, that it just fits perfectly into what Paris is. That mixture of art, fashion, music, culture, all those things. And then to have the football team that's also doing so well, it's just like the perfect combination of all these things.
Yeah. What's your favorite piece of gear that you've got, whether we're talking shoes, whether we're talking a jersey, jacket, what's your favorite piece of gear?
Yeah, I have probably two. All right. So the PSG Jordan fourth kit this season, it was the blue one with the wings on the side.
Yep.
First of all, it felt special as soon as we released it. It was like, oh, okay. So we were really struggling in the Champions League. We released this kit. We wear it for the first time against Man City. If we lose that game, we're going out of the Champions League. We're losing 2-0 in the second half. Something happens. We come back, we win 4-2 that game in that jersey for the first time. After that, we wear it away from home. We beat Liverpool away from home wearing that jersey. So that jersey is so, so fire. And one of those, like, I hope to keep forever. The second thing is PSG did a collaboration with Wasted Youth, Girls Don't Cry. The owner, founder, Verdi. He created like a really cool t-shirt when we were in Japan. So those are probably my two favorite things. I mean, there's so much. I mean, my whole closet is now PSG wardrobe. I can't lie. Like, I could go on for hours about it.
I love what you said about the connection between the jersey and the special moments that happened in it, because we kind of had something similar happen in Atlanta with the Hawks and their MLK jersey. And they went on this incredible run out of nowhere in this really special limited edition jersey that was so linked to the city. And so to see that connection, you know, in Paris and here in the States was really, really cool.
I 100%. I know exactly what you mean. Sometimes it just feels like when you put this on, it just feels like things are written. It's like something takes over. It transcends sports. Something takes over. You're meant to win when you wear this shirt. So
indeed. Yeah. I just want to say, as far as, you know, Paris Saint-Germain and their fashion and the way that Americans, because I think y'all have a chance to become America's international team just with us getting so acquainted through the fashion. I say all that to say that t-shirt you have on is incredible.
I have a few of these.
It's so simple and it's so nice. It gets the point across. It's so clean. The logo is amazing with the Eiffel Tower. It's
Listen, I have a few of these, so if we get to meet in person before I leave, I'll make sure I get you one.
We will try to make it happen, David.
Hey, cool.
David, thanks for taking some time for us. I hope you've had a chance to explore Atlanta a little bit during your time here, and hopefully we'll see you again here soon.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Noel, for having me.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.